Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, do you know your soul frequency or frequencies, your vibe? Do you live with your vibe? Do you use your vibe? Well, we're going to find out how to use it even better with the author of a book called The Soul Frequency. And it's a wonderful book. It has so much support in there for our vibes, our frequencies. And so we're going to talk with the author, Shana Lee. Shana, welcome to Energy Stew.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I'm so glad to talk with you about this because we all need to do a better job of respecting vibes. You know, there's so much in life that are kind of reactions to things, conditionings to life in ways that we're not sensing our vibe. We're just kind of responding to others, maybe parents.
Yes.
And whoever is substituted for them afterwards. So, this is a path that you've been on of self-discovery that you've learned. And your book is so full of the mechanics of following this vibe and looking and exploring. It's one of the things I like so much about your book is that you explore so many different ways to examine this in our lives, in our work, in our relationships, all kinds of health, all kinds of things that we can be better at. So it's nice to have a guide to do that. And so you really support that. The book is, you know, full of ways that we can question ourselves and get it, because you've created the base of why we can get it, how we can get it, and what works and what doesn't work because we can sense it, right?
Yeah. You know, like you described, this has been a lifelong journey of unfolding, and I talk and share in the book a lot about my own personal journey and my discovery process, because it is a discovery process, I believe, of reconnecting to our soul frequency, which to me is like our energetic fingerprint. So we all have different fingerprints that identify us. And for me, this is the truly who we are is energy. Before we're cells and molecules and we inhabit this body in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. And that energy is really powerful. And we aren't taught, there's no curriculum or school where we're taught as children how to stay connected to the energy that we are. When we're born, we're often very connected to that. And then for a lot of reasons, which I talk about in the book, we get socialized out of that. And we start following, you know, other people's belief systems and guidance and things like that. And we a lot of times arrive at our 20s or our 30s or 40s, 50s, in the middle of our life going, is this my life? Is this the life I feel true to? Is this the life I really want to be leading? You know, a lot of the things that we struggle with in life, I feel on an energetic level, are disturbances in the truth of our soul frequency. So when we're going against our own grain, when we're not living who we really are in the world, it causes disturbances in this energy. And of course, we're not often walking around saying, I have a disturbance in my energy system. We don't register it as that. But I think we need to start registering it as that. And so in the book, I just am really taking people deeper into understanding the core of who they are as energy and how, and all, like you said, all the different ways we can look at it and explore it in our own life. Because when we get to understanding our soul frequency, it becomes very powerful in how we move through the world and what we're able to create in the world.
Right. And one discernment that I see from your book is how to experience this vibe rather than think it. Mm. You know, it's not intellectual, you know, but we have to apply intellect after we get it.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that. I have a program called the Soul Frequency Experience where I really take people through an experiential process of feeling their energy. And it's very funny because most people say when they, I can feel when their energy locks in and they can align with their soul frequency. It's like a light bulb comes on. But most people describe it as indescribable. I don't have words for this. And that's because the brain, right, is where we get our words from. And our mind says, this is how it goes. A plus B equals C. It's very linear. And the experience of locking into your soul frequency is often like, I don't even know how to describe this, or what, you know, what am I feeling in my body? Or what am I, all of a sudden people start doing things that they felt like they couldn't do before, right? And living in certain ways where they felt blocked before or felt stuck. And they have a hard time describing it with words because, like you said, it's not of the mind. It's a feeling. And it starts to inhabit you again. It starts to breathe life into you again. But words fail oftentimes. And that's why I think, you know, we're in this time of transformation on the planet, but we're moving into starting to understand life beyond our mind and words and the truth of who we really are. And it often is through our feeling center. It's how we feel, and we don't know how to describe that all the time.
Right. And what I also want to talk about with you is what happens when you're in alignment with your frequency in ways that are unexplainable. Mm-hmm. In other words, the response to life. The two biggest things that have happened in my life were two times when I decided I was okay, even though I was unhappy, and everything was going to be all right anyway. And within, first time was within a day or two, second time was within minutes, my life changed. Mm-hmm. Opportunities came my way that I never planned on, expected, had no idea they were in the works, and life showed up, and I'm still living in those, with those changes. And one was almost 40 years ago, and the other was more than that. It was 43 years ago. So that's a long time to be blessed with a shifting consciousness of climbing into a new vibe of everything being okay, and I'm okay, and I'll be happy with whatever I get, but my goal is to maintain being happy.
I love that, and you make a great point, because I look at it almost as a technology of truth that we are moving into, and that I feel really compelled to share about as much as possible, which is this ability to, I call it change your orbit, like change the frequency that you're in. And I believe that, you know, we have approached change and transformation in our personal lives from the mind and from this place of, oh, I have to work hard to change. And I see it from an energetic standpoint, which is, when you align your energy, when you connect with your soul frequency, and you literally move into a different frequency and orbit, everything you see around you in your life changes as well, right? So you'll have people sometimes just kind of leave your life, and it's not dramatic. It's oftentimes more like, oh, I just don't feel as close to them anymore. You'll have new people that are supportive on your mission step into your life without you even trying.
But right? That's the point, I think, is that this isn't about trying. This is about being.
Yes.
And there's so much to that it's surrendering the trying, and the being aligns us with the whole universe. And so things can happen. Life can come to us in ways that it couldn't before, because we were really, in a sense, blocking it by being too linear.
Yes. And I say that all the time. Like I said, I see things knocking on people's doors, like it's right outside of their consciousness or their periphery. And we have these blocks where we don't invite it in. And it's just these subtle shifts that open the door to what has been right there. for you for a long time.
Yeah, but you also help people move things out of the way that weren't working.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I always say, you know, I really look at the process. I've worked with hundreds of people one-on-one and even more in groups at this point. And so I have a really good vantage point on transformation along with my own personal very big transformation. And what's interesting is, you know, I look at it as a massive two-step process of deconstructing what is not in truth, right? And moving those things out of your life and energy system, and then really discovering and awakening what is in truth. So there's four steps in the book. And the first two are about, you know, kind of the deconstructing process. And the last two are really about bringing in what is true and letting that rise to the surface and being able to live a life in alignment with that.
Right. And a lot of times we don't realize what's not true because we're kind of stuck in it. You know, it's just what we've always done
or exactly.
What we've always thought, and it hasn't worked for us. So we need to identify those things.
Absolutely. And I say that, I talk about that in the book. Like if you told me, oh, you know, are you living your truth 15 years ago, 10 years ago, I would have said, yeah, of course I am, right? Like we don't have that awareness until we have that awareness where it's like things don't feel right. Or oftentimes, which I mentioned in the book too, physical ailments oftentimes are a wake-up call for people that things are out of alignment for them. And it's like, we don't pay attention when it's in the emotional realm. We don't pay attention sometimes when it's in the spiritual realm. We pay attention when we go to a doctor and we get a diagnosis or we have someone say, hey, I'm having this physical pain in my body. And it can oftentimes open a doorway for exploration on how we're living life and what is working and not working for us.
Well, often, yeah, people are awakened by diseases, by all kinds of trauma. Yeah. And they go, wait a minute, I have to, you know, rediscover myself. What I was just thinking, though, was we can be in our vibe around people who aren't. And I was relating to a time about 30 years ago when I started from scratch. I started a manufacturing company. But my heart knew everything about it was right. You know, it was just really an unfolding. I'd never done anything like that before. And I had to learn everything myself. And all the experts kept on telling me how wrong I was. And, oh, this is bound to fail. And, oh, you're doing this wrong and that wrong. And everything that I did just felt natural. So I just kept pursuing it and ignoring the people who were the naysayers. And it turned out that I was right and they were wrong. And the company was successful for 12 years until I sold it. But it was shockingly successful because there were so many naysayers. So many people get discouraged by that. And you know, people wondered why I wasn't being discouraged. Hey, you're doing it wrong, buddy. So get out of your way. No, I think I'm doing it right. So, you know, maybe your job is to really feel the vibe of the person, to know that they're on the vibe, and to encourage that. And, you know, because it's another thing to be kind of in a condition way of doing something that's not in the vibe. It's not in your soul frequency, but you're conditioned to be that way. And so you might insist on it. It could have to do with addictions or whatever, and they insist on it. And I guess it's your job to help them identify what's not working.
Yeah, and all of the things like you bring up addictions or, you know, struggles with things like that are really just an indicator that we are not fully connected to our soul frequency and there's disturbances in the field. And it's really just about getting to what is the truth beneath that. So the idea of trying to abstain from something you're addicted to, whether that's like over exercising or whether that's, you know, alcohol or food, or it doesn't really matter what the addiction is. It's just, if we could look at them as like, oh, this is an indicator, right? That there is something like not right for me in my life. And I really need to go on a journey of figuring out what that is. And so I just help people connect to that really quickly. So it doesn't need to be a 10-year journey of trying to figure that out. And once we go ahead and adjust, like what's that truth underneath there? The desire for the addiction dissipates. It's an energy, and that energetic tie starts to dissipate underneath the surface. So it's, again, like I say, I really believe this is a technology of understanding how we're truly configured and how we can reconfigure ourselves to be more in truth of what we are, like who we are built to be in this lifetime. And it's not as difficult or as doesn't take as long as we tend to think transformation does or changes do. You know, sometimes people will say like, well, this, I can't do anything different. There's just the way that I am. And I say, are you sure that it's the way that you are? Because like you said, oftentimes we think we are a certain way and we discover truths that are vastly different from that. And going on that journey of deep inner truth is just very powerful in uncovering what is working for us, what is not working for us. And people always say, what's my purpose? I have trouble finding my purpose. Purpose just rises to the surface when you get to the truth. So it's not something that's outside of us that we have to go and try and find. It's literally a byproduct of the work that I do with people, where you'll just see purpose rise to the surface once we've cleared away the things that are keeping it hidden.
Right. And let's also identify it as heart. You know, that our purpose comes from our heart, not from right. our mind. And so the vibe, this frequency, soul frequency, is a heart alignment, really.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And, you know, you could say to people, what does your heart say about this, not your mind? And, you know, to some people that rings a bell.
Yeah.
You know, because some people might not speak the language of soul frequency or vibe, but they'll speak the frequency of heart.
Yes.
And, you know, I think what's important is that you, not only that you wrote the book, but that you're working with people, because most people are not their own best champions by themselves.
Truth.
You know, they have to make choices of who to be champions with. That's why we're not on our own planets alone.
True.
So the good part of this is that, you know, you do also work with people, and it's the conditioning of good ideas and alignment and questions that people might not be asking themselves, even though they understand why you're asking and what they're goal is, they might not have the willpower to pursue it as strong as they need to. Mm-hmm. And so they call on someone like you who says, can I borrow your willpower a little bit?
yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, I think one of the things that feels good to people is a fast path. I don't think we like to not know or feel like we're struggling. And so I offer people, because of the way that my gift works, the ability to see, and to see pretty quickly. And I think there's always a feeling of release, like, oh, that's why I do that. Or, oh, that's why, you know, it's like, we just want to understand. And that's why I think I love the mind. And I think, you know, sometimes there are practices in the energetic realm that are bypassing the mind and really just working with people's energy, which I think is amazing. But I also like to take the conscious mind along for the ride, because I think it's so curious and it also wants to know. And so when you're working at an energetic level and you're also speaking to the conscious mind, it's a very powerful catalyst, right? Because then the conscious mind is like, oh, I'm being brought along for the ride too. This is right. This is good, and I'm understanding.
You're speaking to the open mind.
Yes, exactly. So I've seen in my work that the combination of both of those is effective.
Yeah, it's it's helpful to have that coordination between all of our senses. And but I also now I want to just talk about people being able to recognize the sources of their issues that have led them astray, because you help people look at their childhoods and look at their early choices in life and why they might have made them, and understand, you know, I mean, for instance, I'm thinking that I grew up in a family of artists, so I was conditioned to need to become an artist. Mm-hmm. And the first good part of my life, that's what I was pursuing, but I didn't have a talent for it. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like, it was ridiculous, but art was God. And so, you know, I bumped along for quite a while, not doing well because I was pursuing the wrong direction. So a lot of what your job is, I guess, is to help people, you know, understand why they got into the soup that they're in.
Yeah, and know how to get out of it, right? I mean, if we're in pain in our life, be it physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, it's touching every area of our life. Even if it looks like it's just showing up in one area, that's by energy. And when we talk about energy, it touches all things. And so the fascinating thing is that it's all interconnected. And when so let's say somebody comes to me and they want to talk about something emotional that they've been through, it's going to touch all the areas. It's going to touch their childhood. It's going to go into their career and how they show up in their career. It's going to go into their relationships. I mean, we are not mutually exclusive pods of these different aspects of self. And so when you start seeing the impact of not being connected to your soul frequency, and you start seeing the areas that maybe you weren't even aware of, and how one thing in one area is impacting all the other areas, you understand how valuable and important it is that to go deeper and to understand your truth, because it's like dominoes, right? And it's all gonna either, they're all gonna stand up together, or they're all going to topple over on each other. And that doesn't feel good. And that's not fun in life. And so I'm really about people being happy and living fulfilled lives that they feel good about, right? And to wake up every day and say, I'm living my truth and I feel good about this, and that I'm valuable in the world being who I really am. That is, to me, the best feeling you can possibly have. And it only reverberates out from there to impact other people's lives and connect with other people.
Right. You learn to live with a particular frequency that you feel good in, and you know when you're not good in it.
Yes, exactly. And awareness is key.
Right. But sometimes what's also good is to experience not being good.
Yep.
To know what choices you're being offered that don't work.
Yes. It's, you know, it's as much of a gift to be in a state of feeling like things are coming apart or a breakdown is happening. And you know that the more you raise your frequency, the more you connect, the more you will go through these transformational stages, right? I mean, things, you will move fast, right, through different transformations, and you'll have this feeling of old things coming apart and new things being recreated. So we wouldn't want to take away that journey. It's a beautiful journey. We just maybe want to understand the signposts along the way and what it looks like and what's really going on underneath the surface. Because I think when we understand, it feels like, oh, I've got this, I can do this. And when we don't understand, it can feel like we're lost, or we don't know what's going on in our life, or why is this happening? And we get really caught up in the emotion of trying to figure it out instead of going, oh, here's why I'm in the process, right? And then we can feel empowered by it.
Right. And I think one thing that is probably a big deal with your clients is relationships. And those that don't work, and most people have plenty of those. Yeah. And what do you do about them? And because there's always a lot of fear in giving up relationships that don't work, because you don't know if you'll have new ones that do work.
Yep. And I call it mind the gap in the book. We're all terrified of what I call the gap, which is if I release something from my life, am I going to get lost in the abyss, right? If I release old relationships, is there going to be nobody in my life and I'm going to be alone, just swimming in the sea of aloneness? This is our fear, right? We're afraid of that gap between the old and the new. Mm-hmm. And so we don't want to release the old, right? And we're like, until you show me what's behind door number two, like I want to see the new first and then I'll release the old. But the universe doesn't usually work that way because it's about mm-hmm. building that trust and faith and being able to close the door.
But it's good also to have someone like you be assuring.
Oh, for sure. And that's why, I mean, intuition is a beautiful thing, and being able to say, like, you know, if you want to transform in this way, this is what you can look forward to, because I can see that. I bet that's really helpful for people. I know it was in my transformation, like having people say, well, you're not going into the gap or the abyss. Like, you're just reformulating your life, and this is what's on the other side of it. Then you're like, oh, okay, well, yeah. You know, this feels, like, right. This feels good and happy, and I want to move towards this.
Right, great. So we're really at the end of the show, surprisingly enough, it went so fast. And I want to bring us back to the title of your book, The Soul Frequency, Your Healthy, Awakened, and Authentic Life. And your name is Shauna Lee, and how can people connect to you or your website or what can you tell
me? Yeah, the website is thesoulfrequency.com, and there are 4 book bonuses that you can get at thesoulfrequencybook.com that go along with the book. Also, I'm on Instagram all the time, which my handle is @thesoulfrequency.
Wonderful. Shauna, thank you. It's such a joy to talk with you.
Thank you. It's been a joy to spend this time with you.
Thank you. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.fm. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening. Thank you.